Might as well formally begin the session. We will be recording most of these sessions. We had a couple of instances where we had requests from individuals in certain corporations to not have their sessions be recorded. So obviously respecting the interests on the part of those presenters, we will not record all of the session, but the ones where we are able to record, we certainly will. So on that note, I will click record now. Well, welcome to the kickoff session of the Learning or Scaling Corporate Learning Online Symposium. We're excited to have you involved. I'm George Siemens, even though my name doesn't appear quite on the top part of the list of folks who are attending. That's who I am, and you've been getting some emails from me regarding this particular event, and I've been working closely with Retta Sadke, who is here with me as well, and will be doing a presentation later on, I think it is tomorrow, talking about some of the work that he's been involved with around MOOCs. So on behalf of both of us, just a quick thank you and a welcome here. I also want to give a shout out to Ryan Taylor with Corp. He's been very actively involved in taking care of the technical details and the behind-the-scenes details on making sure that things were running smoothly and set up properly for this particular event. So a big shout-out to them as well. Retta, why don't we do a quick audio check just to make sure that your audio is working.
So I am muted.
Unmuted.
Okay, thanks. Okay, thanks,
not
George.
Hearing you, so there we go. Looks like yep. You might be selected.
Yeah, it said muted by the organizer. So I'm Retta Sadke. Thanks, George, for the intro. I learned about this event a few months ago, is it now? And realized to me it was absolutely critical to engage in this, knowing the work of George Siemens, of course, and the work of Corpu, and having spoken in a period of 6 months with around 150 different people from my side of the fence, which is a nonprofit sector working with humanitarian and development of organizations, but also engaging with people from academic and research environments, as well as the corporate sector, and realizing there's something tremendously exciting and there's a conversation very much worth having. So whatever, and that most of the people I was talking to did not know each other and were not yet connected. So, you know, whatever can accelerate that process, you know, I think is a good thing. And that's definitely why that's been driving my motivation to see this event happen. And very excited by what we're starting today in the next 48 hours.
Great, thanks very much. And what I'll do now is I'd like to start with just a short presentation. It's not going to be extensive, but it'll just give you a little bit of an introduction to why we're doing what we're doing and how you can participate. So it's just sort of a very brief overview, and then we'll wrap up. I don't expect we'll take longer than 30 minutes at best. And then we have our next presentation, our first official presentation, happening at the top of the hour. So I'll just start sharing my screen. Hopefully you should see this now. If there's any issues with the screen, then just give me a response in the text box area. So broadly speaking, we're looking at scaling corporate learning, and I assume a good portion of the folks in attendance here have heard about MOOCs and the growing interest in it, and that's really what we're trying to address, because there's been a significant amount of interest from a variety of venues and forums around how can we take some of the lessons of learning at scale, these open courses that systems like Coursera and others have run, where they literally have 100, 200, even 300,000 students being involved in a course. Now, those registrations don't always turn into effective or completing students, but even in a case like that, if you have 10% of 300 students completing a course, that's still 30,000 students, which in many cases exceeds the enrollment of an average university in the US and certainly internationally as well. So there's something about MOOCs that is worth the individuals within a corporate learning context getting involved. And my interest, it's been quite a few years now, but in the past with Tony Kerr, Jay Cross, and I, we ran a series of online events around learning in the corporate sector, and particularly corporate learning. So much of my interest has been in higher education, broadly speaking, but more and more as the activity of lifelong learning blends with what we do on a daily basis, blends with our formal learning, and suddenly suddenly these boundaries of this is a hobby versus this is corporate training versus this is university, a lot of those lines are blurring. And so my interest has been for a fairly long period of time around what occurs within the corporate landscape, and more specifically how the relationship between the learning activities that we do in all aspects of our lives come together meaningfully to really improve a variety of things for ourselves. First of all, likely just our sense of contentment. Secondly, our opportunities within our lives. And thirdly, certainly within our career. So those are the kinds of activities we'd like to look at. Now, in spite of that interest in MOOCs and that high level of interest, we haven't seen much happen in terms of discussion on the corporate context. There have been a few initiatives, such as what AT&T and Georgia Tech have done to try and increase corporate capacity through partnerships with universities, but that is not the norm. And in many cases, we don't know enough about what that actually looks like as well. So that's basically what we'll be doing over the next 2 days, is trying to tackle this area. Now, the schedule, I think all of you have seen it. I'm just going to bring up my browser here, so hopefully you're seeing this. So the days are structured to roughly take about 30 minutes per session, and we want to spend some time, move into different conversations, and dive a little bit deeper into what we hear during the 30-minute live sessions through sort of asynchronous discussions, and I'll get on that in a little bit in a second. So if you skim through here, you'll see just the range of speakers that we have planned over the next couple days, and the different topics that we'll be looking at in more detail. So with that, let me just quickly kill this here. I'm getting some feedback that you've got an open discussion here. There we go. Hopefully that resolved. And so with that, these different topics will address everything from how are corporations using MOOCs already, how are folks in the nonprofit or NGO sector using MOOCs, what are some of their goals, what are some of their experiences, how are individuals or individual corporations creating partnerships with universities or with MOOC providers, and list goes on. And we do have some time as well, one presentation at least, that starts to apply that sort of from a military context as well. So we have pretty broad-ranging topics. I'm looking forward to what I expect will be an exciting learning opportunity for certainly for me over the next couple of days. So that's roughly the schedule you're looking at, and you should have received emails on this schedule as well, as in case you want the direct link to it. So generally speaking, we start on the top of the hour, roughly 30-minute presentations, and then time for asynchronous interactions or discussions later on. Now, in terms of participation, I've already briefly referenced the live session. So where you are now, this link is where all of our live sessions are held. And as I stated, the timeline and duration of those sessions. But from there, we also have an ongoing discussion that will occur in the CorpU platform. And that you should have received in the email as well. And that's the URL that you see on the bottom of the screen here, is where we'll be having those discussions. Certainly is optional. You can engage if you'd like, or if you'd prefer to just attend the live section or sessions, that is fine as well. And so that's really a very brief intro to how this session will run. I'll just put the resource, the Twitter hashtag that we're using as well, if you want to participate in that way. And I guess what we'll do at this point, Red, I'll throw it over to you just to see if there's any comments or reflections that you'd like to share with the attendees. And if anybody has questions at that point, you can certainly drop them in the text area as well.
All right. No specific further comments. I'm most curious to hear from the people who are at a very early morning, if they're in the U.S. at a very early morning time, motivated enough to have joined this this opening session.
Okay, and now the way we've currently set it, this is on listener mode only, so we don't have too many folks in the room here. So I'm thinking I can unmute everyone, and hopefully we can get started. But let me just kill my screen sharing here, and we'll see. I'll unmute everyone, and if anybody has questions, feel free to ask or go from there. All right, looks like we're having some issues with All right, so it looks like we may have to do this manually, but and at this point I'm not seeing any questions coming in. Let's see, could you please put the URL for the Q&A here? Okay, we've got a few folks coming in at bright and early in the morning, or in the afternoon, I should say. The URL for the Q&A, yes, I'll drop that in there right away, so just give me a quick second while I put that in. And those of you that had registered already, you would have received this link. All right, so if you're in the Q&A, you should receive or should have that link posted now. And if you haven't, just let me know. There we go. Okay, I think I probably replied to that twice. Okay, so and Patricia, great question. So I'm just responding to the questions that are being posted. And so one of the questions that Patricia is asking is, what do you think is different between corporate learning and other formal learning settings? Well, that's a great question. I'll take a brief run at it, and then I'll ask Retta to take a look at that as well. So generally speaking, what we do in a university context, if I'm getting your question correct, Patricia, is that much of what happens is around developmental activities with learning. And what that means is that we're not necessarily focused on a particular outcome or a particular task that that outcome should address. So from that perspective, if a university takes introduction to a philosophy course, the goal there is really just to prepare a student to be able to think in complex ways, to be able to interact with ambiguity and a range of factors. Now, that's an important part of being educated, but in a formal corporate learning activity, generally the interests are around development with a particular goal in mind. And that goal often is to help a corporation achieve an identified goal or to achieve an outcome that's been established by leadership or as part of strategy and planning and so on. So I think the biggest difference is that in a formal learning setting in a university or in a college, we don't necessarily track it directly to outcomes, and we don't necessarily attach a monetary value to it. Whereas generally in a corporate context, it's more about competency and capacity achievement. So that's the way I would at least articulate, you know, the difference between what goes on in that setting versus in a university setting. But if I haven't correctly addressed your question, Patricia, or misinterpreted it, please let me know. Now, if anyone else has questions or comments, please feel free to drop them into the question area. When we're working through this, part of the difficulty, and by this I mean the next couple of days, part of the difficulty that I see with the use of MOOCs in corporate settings is that it's unlike a regular corporate program where you might have an identified learning need. It could be around something that relates to compliance, or it could be around something that relates to helping to increase the capacity for creative problem solving or a range of other factors generally. In those kinds of contexts, we have some bounding of the learning experience, and we have a fairly high vested interest on the part of the corporation in making sure that individuals develop those skills. When we learn in MOOCs or when we learn in open online courses, we, in a lot of cases, lose some of the ability organizationally to make sure we achieve those intended outcomes. So it's really about moving what perhaps has happened in a structured, organized way within a company and suddenly moving it as part of a broader network. And so individuals may take a formal MOOC that's, and we'll hear about a few examples going forward over the next week or the next couple of days, we'll see how different companies are achieving their MOOC offerings or how they're running them and how they're designing them. But I think a big challenge that remains is that we, when you put people out onto a network, you lose the controllability that we sometimes have in a classroom or in a corporate training program. So there's different challenges that exist around ensuring that we're achieving the right outcomes. There's different challenges that exist around making sure that our attendees are mastering the knowledge or skills that we want them to master. And the reason is, when you have 100,000 students or even 80,000 students, or for that matter, 2,000 students or less, the reason that becomes such a difficult task is that we can't control all of the inputs that we think we control in a regular corporate setting. When students are engaged in conversations and out and about, we don't have the ability to monitor and make that direct impact. So that's something that we'll need to think through as well, about how, when you put people onto a network, do you still manage to do some evaluation of the intended outcomes or the centralized outcomes that you expect individuals to achieve in that course or in that particular learning activity. All right, so the question here is, how can we leverage the benefits of both corporate and higher education, other learning environments, building grades? Well, I think that's exactly what we want to talk about, because as you may have seen with, and you'll hear from Coursera at the end of the day tomorrow, I believe, but the existing MOOC providers, edX and Coursera being the two large ones, there's a range of smaller organizations that have started MOOC type work in Europe, iVersity, for example, FutureLearn is another one. In the US, certainly Coursera and edX are the big ones. Udacity has done some focus on the corporate activity, but I don't think they classify themselves as a MOOC provider anymore. So the short answer to your question, Patricia, would be that the opportunities for sharing that expertise, you know, what happens in a classroom at a college or university versus what happens in a corporate setting. The fact that we're doing some overlap with platforms where edX and Coursera both have a range of NGOs or in some cases corporate partners that they're engaged with, I think that really improves the quality of the interaction between these two, what used to be generally separate areas. And that's just what's happening with learning in general, as it's becoming less confined by boundary and time. A big output of MOOCs in universities and why they've become so popular is that they're really a supply-side answer to really a decade-long demand-side change in learning. And so as a result, we are doing a better job of getting real-time learning needs to individuals, and that's only going to continue to increase going forward. Now, the questions that arise, which we'll explore, is how does that impact space and time, such as carving out time to take a course? Can we have the same competence increases when individuals are learning bit-sized pieces through mobile devices as do we get the same outcomes versus if we put them in a classroom and make them engage in a series of project-related outcomes or activities? So there's a lot of things that we don't know about and we need to engage in. I'm just looking quickly at a few other points. All right, good. So I don't see any other questions right now. There was a few issues with people who had some trouble logging in that I should mention as well. If you receive the email, the URL that I dropped out here earlier, which is the link to bmoocs.corpu.com. I'll just drop that in the text answer here again. That link should be the email address that you registered with for this session. And the password is learning. So if you have any challenges or issues with that, let me know. And let me just pause here. If anybody has questions, I see Leah, I believe you have your hand up. Let me just give you the mic if you want to ask. Okay, well, it doesn't look like there are any questions there. So on that note, I think we're going to wrap up this session. I'm just checking one last quick skim here, and it doesn't look like there are any additional questions. So on that note, we're going to wrap up here. We will start again in at the top of the hour, as I said, and we'll have an opportunity to dive into a little more detail and really start some of the conversation if you want to between now and then. Log into the BMOOCs link that I provided earlier, please do so, and we'll see you in about 40 minutes. Thank you.